This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio at our flagship Salem Media Group stations in Tampa, Florida, as well as on our Salem Media Group sister stations and leading independent stations across the country. We are a nationally syndicated radio show heard on the GCN Live Radio Network via the Westwood One XDS satellite, heard around the world broadcasting where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now, and we thank them for their service to America, to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers, too. Thank you for what you are doing, keeping America free and safe. And to all those who work the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the candlestick makers, maintenance, janitorial workers, security, and those construction workers, too, as well as the convenience store clerks, we appreciate what you do. Don't forget to go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Click on the USCCA logo to register for the free gun a day giveaway and find out about what a USCCA membership can do for you. 7 minutes past the hour. Here's Ms. Rosemary, and I have a thought for you. You ready?
Yes.
Mother Nature says you can't have all four seasons in a week. Florida says, hold my sweet tea and watch this.
Amen. And by the way, Flip dancing with a cane, for real?
That's right.
Flip, we love you. I was wondering how you were doing. Flip had surgery. And also the Mission Barbecue. Wow, I heard. Wow, I don't know. You're going places, you guys and gals. God bless you all. Wow. Oh, wow. I'm telling you, I got to get up that place, I guess. You beat the records there. And to the general manager and all of you who attended, God bless you all.
Steve. Now,
yeah, Steve. Okay, God bless you. I'm so, you know, I've heard about you. That's the one place I really do have to get to. And because of what you believe in now. I was going to do something different tonight because you all were talking about the persecution against Christians quite a bit on the show yesterday. I know it's bothering y'all. Well, I'm a Christian, too. I'm a prayer intercessor. But let me tell you something. I couldn't do it tonight. It's just too deep. It's very deep. And I don't usually like to get that deep on here, but I'm going to because I'm going to calm you down a little bit. I'm going to tell you all what to do, how to fight the warfare that we're in. And by the way, I've got a whole book on warfare that's so old it's yellow because I've had to learn to fight warfare years ago. So I'll get into that either tomorrow night or the next night. It just wasn't the right night. You got to find the right timing for it, for things. And that is a deep one I don't usually get into, but I think I need to. So don't worry. Just go with God and know I'll get with that. But I want to read a little something to you that might be good for some of you to hear. I thought it was a nice little true story. Remember that the promises of God work. They can walk you through horrific tragedies. Now, a man named Russell Carter learned this truth. He was a gifted athlete and student. In 1864, at the age of 15, during a prayer meeting, he surrendered his life to Christ. He became an instructor at the Pennsylvania Military Academy in 1869. He led a diverse and fruitful life that included stints as many things, medical doctor, minister, songwriter, so forth. But it was his understanding of God's promises that makes his story relevant right now. And to some of you, by age 30, Carter had a critical heart condition and was on the brink of death. I know that many of you, strokes, heart attacks, and they actually did not believe he would live. This is a true story, may I tell you, by the way, also. True story. He knelt and made a promise that healing or not, his life was finally and forever going to be concentrated to one thing, because he'd just tried so many things, to the service of the Lord. From that moment on, the scripture took on new life for Carter, and he began to lean on the promises he found in the Bible. He committed himself to believe even if God did not grant him healing. Now, that's something, whether or not. Well, it just happens that Carter did live with a healthy heart for another 49 years. 49 years. Think of that, people. 2 years would have been enough. 49 years. It's a true story. His decision to trust God in the midst of all these difficulties gave birth to a hymn. A well-known hymn that we still sing today called Standing on the Promises. So remember these words, people, when you go through things. And by the way, I am a survivor myself at 40 years old. Every doctor said I'd never live. You know, he sent me home to die. So just to tell you that it can happen, I've lived a few years since then. I stood on those promises. I stand on them today. Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God. And I love the second verse. Standing on the promises that cannot fail, when the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God, I shall prevail, standing on the promises of God. So all of you who are concerned, and I heard the concern on the show yesterday, and I'm hearing it all around me everywhere, well, yes, Christians, good people, righteous people are being, well, we always have been, but I'd say more than ever they've stepped it up. I feel it. I'm under it. But I'm going to give you a word that's going to help you. But you know, we're in warfare, people, and what I have to do is show you how to fight that warfare, because you got to have a certain spirit within you to do that, and that's God. We can't do it on our own. But let's stand on the promises of God, everybody. We're going to do that. I know this is an upbeat show. Sometimes I have to give messages that are kind of hard to give, but I will get to that one. But for tonight, let's just stand on the promises, be happy. And again, to all of you, the Captain's Army, which is growing so big, I don't even know who I'm talking to anymore. It's getting big, Captain. But God bless you all for tuning into the right show every night. And I promise to do my best to, in fact, if there's any particular messages you want to hear about, I've got dozens here, dozens ready to give you. You need to know that I work all the time.
By the way, I had some people call up and want your phone number yesterday, and I gave them to them.
That's okay. Yeah, I'm used to. By the way, I am a prayer intercessor day and night. I work all around the clock free. You have to know. I do not get my...
One other thing, Al saying hello from Nebraska and Terry saying hello from Tennessee. Don't forget them.
Oh, hi, you guys, and hi, everybody. And, yes, I'm going to do a blessing later this week, couple of nights. Thank you, Captain.
All righty, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, and... I'll be right back with more, and if you guys want to chime in, it's 877-969-8600 on the line. Kathy's going to remind you right now.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$6,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now, I want to give a big shout-out to the big crowd that showed up yesterday at Mission Barbecue on Waters Avenue here in the Town and Country section of Tampa. For 30 minutes, they had a line out the door and into the parking lot. And they were just absolutely, it was the busiest, the manager told me, the general manager, it was the busiest day they'd had all year long so far. And we met a lot of great people there. A lot of listeners came up to me. I met a great Latino company, couple. He was from Colombia, she was from Cuba, but he had found his way to Cuba, and then they'd come to the United States. They'd been here for a number of years. Very nice folks. Enjoyed talking to them. And then we had several other listeners. By the way, had some police and firefighters that were there. Had several of the air freight drivers that haul the air freight around, and the mail haulers were there. People sitting inside, people sitting outside. I got up several times, walked around. Miguel and his group from Radio Luz, they do a show on Monday nights, 5 o'clock, and they had their half dozen people that are in on the show with them. They were all there, and I just appreciated that, and thank you very much. And everybody enjoyed the food. They loved the food. And I'll tell you what, I had the beef brisket yesterday, the lean beef brisket. Oh my God. Oh, wow. I just, unbelievable. But thanks to everybody that showed up. We really appreciated it. And Mission Barbecue, thanks you too. And I'll be back again next Tuesday there. Now we're working on some other things here. We've had another restaurant contact us in the Tampa area, actually over here not very far away from where I'm at, over on Kennedy. We're seeing what they want to do and how they want to do it. Because obviously what we're trying to do is have like a Tuesday at Mission Barbecue, a Wednesday perhaps in Tampa, and we're still trying to figure out how to do something down in Bradenton on Thursday. But right now that just doesn't seem to be working for us because the place where we were going isn't interested anymore, and they... That's fine. That's the way it goes. And we'll see if we can find something else. It might be the Mission Barbecue. Just don't know yet. I'll let you know when I find out. Now, we are dealing now with Mitch McConnell and Chuckie Schumer, who have agreed to allow votes on the rival proposals, the two proposals to reopen the government for the first time since the shutdown began last month, though it's not clear that either measure can pass. But lawmakers will hold separate votes on President Donald Trump's plan that includes a $5.7 billion funding for the border wall or barrier, as well as a Democratic proposal that doesn't have that in it, but would reopen agencies through February the 8th. Now, the agreement to proceed with votes marks the first attempt at finding a path out of the shutdown. Now, Trump has threatened to veto any measure that doesn't fully fund his wall. Democrats likely have the votes to block Trump's bill, and the Democratic proposal would need to win the support of 13 Republicans, along with every Democrat in the Senate. Now, Don Stewart, who's a spokesman for Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, said the deal allows both sides to offer alternatives, and there's no change in Trump's opposition to a short-term reopening of the government as proposed by the Democrats. Now, the plan to proceed with the votes was announced yesterday on the Senate floor by McConnell and Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. And along with the wall funding, Trump's proposal is running into opposition from Democrats over new asylum limits from Central American minors. Now, let me explain that to you, because I didn't hear about this till yesterday. Now, the Trump bill includes a provision to ban nationals of El Salvador, Guatemala, or Honduras who are under 18 years of age from eligibility for asylum unless they submit applications at a processing center somewhere in Central America. That means they cannot come to the U.S. and just sit on the border and apply there. If they flee their home countries due to gang violence, as many have done, too bad, so sad. It's not going to happen. And the Democratic proposal, which has already been approved in the House, and some Senate Republicans, including Lamar Alexander of Tennessee and Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, has been pressing for action that would end the shutdown now in its 32nd day, at least temporarily. But the White House says that Trump won't sign the legislation because it has no border wall funding in it. And then there's an olive branch to the Democrats. The Republicans have tossed in a bill that includes provisional 3-year work permits for young undocumented people currently enrolled in the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program known as DACA, and those who have temporary protected status. Now, Trump had sought to end both programs, but not right now, not the way things are. However, the new legislation would only apply to DACA, the DACA extension to those young immigrants who are currently receiving protections and not those who might be eligible to qualify, as would be allowed under the previous bipartisan proposal, which is called the Bridge Act. The new legislation would leave out hundreds of thousands of undocumented immigrants brought into the U.S. as children, and I'm not sure that's going to fly either. We'll have to wait and see what happens there. So this is all still up in the air, but at least there'll be two votes on something this week. And if anything gets passed in the Senate, it'll right away go right on over to the House of Representatives. And there you go. By the way, Facebook's in trouble again, or should I say still. Now, Facebook doesn't really believe in free speech. What they believe in and actively practice is censorship. They've been purging a bunch of pages, group pages, and websites and whatnot that are listed on Facebook. Now, I had one group where I lost 1,500 members, and that was the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. I don't know why they decided to take people off, but they removed 1,500 members from that page. I still got a substantial amount, but still, you hate to lose 1,500 people that actually requested to join. And, you know, I didn't do anything. They wanted to join, and they did. And if you were taken off the list and you want to come back, just go back to the Captain's America Third Watch and sign up to, become a member, and I will happily let you in. And then we have the original page, the Captain's America radio show page, which was the first page I had put on Facebook, and I lost 1,200 members over there for the same reason. And then some of my friends were chiming in. Well, I've lost 1,000 here, I've lost 1,300 there, I've lost 1,100 here, you know, that sort of thing. What they're doing is they're purging, by using whatever the guidelines are that they use, members from the websites. I guess they're looking at the goal of the website, and if somebody doesn't fit in with the goals or something doesn't wind up being what it is, then guess what? They're taking you off the list. So there you go. That's all I know. But I've also got another page that I started over at MeWe, which I'm not doing as much with, but that's where a lot of people have gone because of the purging of Facebook and because of the stuff that's going on over there. And there may be more going over there, and I may be posting more stuff over there myself. We'll see. As it stands right now, old habits die hard, and I don't really want to change what I'm doing because I've worked very hard to get the numbers of people I got there. And, you know, with all the different groups that we've got that I either manage or I'm an administrator of or that I've actually founded, we had over 700,000 people total. Well, as of this purge that Facebook has been doing, that 700,000 has now dropped down to 540,000. So we've lost 160,000 members in all the different groups that we've been a part of, or, as I said, either founded or started or were an admin of. So that's what Facebook is doing. And where these people are going, I don't know what they're doing with them. I don't know if they're booting them off Facebook or what they're doing. But it has to do with posts and like-mindedness and that sort of stuff, because they're actually being the censor now. And like I say, that includes people that actually wanted to join these groups and did join. They weren't put in there by anybody. That's not what I do. I don't do that. I let people join of their own. That's why we tell you, if you want to chime in, you can go to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page or the original Facebook page, the Captain's America Radio Show, and go over there where it says message and send us a message, and it comes to us during the show. And as soon as I can see it and get to it, I try to acknowledge you. Now, I do have some people that try to text me on my phone during the show. I really have a tough time trying to pay any attention to that. So you're wasting your time if you do that, because I got so many different things I have to do. I'm actually sitting here running my own board, my console, answering the phones and answering messages, too. So we'll be right back with our first military report. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back right after these breaks.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSclinic.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Capitol Hill lawmakers will make an effort to reopen the federal government on Thursday. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has set two bills for a vote. The first will be on President Trump's proposal that includes $5.7 billion for his border wall. It also temporarily extends some protections to some immigrants. If it fails, the Senate will vote on the second proposal. This one will reopen the federal government for 3 weeks while the border security issues are debated. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer urges fellow senators to support the second measure.
Isn't there a way to get government services open first and then debate what we should do for border security? Well, now there's a way.
Both measures would require 60 votes to pass. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And our military and veterans news is always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, where I've got an idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too. And National Aviation Academy is going to tell you all about what it is, and then I'll give you a little bit more information. So here we go.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys. Guys and gals, if you're in a dead-end job, if you're going nowhere with no chance for the future, a pay raise or promotion, if you're active-duty military, getting out of the service, looking for something to do, not sure what you want to do, you've got skills that you can use, and you're just kind of waiting to see what the offers are that are out there, or if you're getting out of high school, graduating, or maybe you're coming out of college, a junior college, you don't know what to do, and God forbid if you're taking liberal arts, because good luck trying to find a job. But here's the deal, all right? I got a great idea for you that's going to help jumpstart your career or paycheck. Now, you can check out the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., that's a suburb of Boston, and the other in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. Because in 14 short months, You can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, hear me when I tell you, it's very easy for you to start out once you get your FAA certification as an aviation maintenance tech at least $50,000, more likely $60,000 or $70,000 a year. I don't know where you're going to do that right off the bat at a ground floor level. And the pay goes up from there. It only goes up, not down, up. So, for those of you that are post-9/11 vets, your GI Bill, if you haven't used it already, is going to cover you. For those of you that are pre-9/11 vets, you'll have to check with the VA office near you, or National Aviation Academy can help you out in that respect and tell you whether or not you qualify for full benefits or partial benefits to go to school. Now, for you civilians, they have a student loan, simple student loan, just like you would get for going to a bank or whatever. And, again, the money that you would make offsets whatever you'd pay for the loan, because I know in some cases the student loans, people have gone out and they've gone overseas, you know, done that volunteer thing to go work for a military contractor or whatnot, where the first $50,000 is free. And they just turn around and they pay off their student loan in cash because they've made so much money. It's a deductible, writes off their income and all that. So there you go. There you go. Now, National Aviation Academy. Check them out online, naa.edu, naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And make sure to tell them the captain sent you. There you go. Now, the Supreme Court yesterday ruled in favor of President Donald Trump's ban on transgender troops, putting several lower court injunctions on the ban on hold as the case works through the appeals courts. Now, the ban won't take effect immediately because one other injunction against the ban remains in place for now, and the court only ruled on the injunctions which are preventing the ban from going into effect, not the constitutionality of the ban itself. So there's more to the story here once the story gets told. Also, Israeli and their military pounded the hell out of Iranians and Syrian bases yesterday after they were stupid enough to fire a missile into the Golan area of Israel. And then Israel immediately launched their warplanes and went after the installations that fired at them, killed some Iranians, killed some Syrian soldiers. Don't know about any Iranians dying, but they destroyed several different portable missile sites. There were pictures of that where they locked in on different sites, and then kaboom, now you see me, now you don't. And again, no surprise there. No surprise there at all, because Israel's not going to take the nonsense. They just aren't going to do it. And when you mess with Israel, you mess with the best, and you're going to die like the rest. And also, another ISIS suicide bomber targeted U.S. forces in Syria once again in Manbij, but this time there were no casualties reported. No casualties reported. So, thank God the bomber missed their target. All right, let's take a look at some of the other military news out there. The president saluted the remains of four Americans killed in Syria with a solemn procession, a long salute, a chaplain's prayer. And it's always tough when you have the loss of American lives. So many people affected. By the way, more than two-thirds of the military's operationally critical installations are threatened by climate change, according to a new DOD report. I got to see that report because I wonder where they're at. And a two-volume Army study of the Iraq War is a deep examination of the mistakes and success of the war effort that also takes aim at critics who would slough off the conflict as they shift to near-peer threats. I want to see that report. Also, bells are chiming in the distance, and a soft, quiet new layer of snow covered the ground at Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia late last week as R. Lee Ermey, the gunny, was laid to rest in Arlington National Cemetery. And kudos to the gunny. I had the opportunity to meet him several years ago, had the opportunity to interview him on my program. I was also on his website. My radio show had a prominent spot on his website, and I believe I'm still there. I think that that link is still up there for that. I believe it is. I'll have to look and check and see, but as far as I know it is. Let's see, where are we here? I'm looking to see right now. No, may not be. I don't see it at the moment, so it may not be there anymore. I think Gunny's website was probably taken down, so that's why I don't see it. But I used to have it on my website. It had a little link there and was activated, so they did away with that, so they're no longer around. But anyway, and by the way, the attack, there was an attack in Afghanistan at an intel base. At least 65 people were killed in the Taliban attack. Militants detonated a Humvee packed with explosives before gunmen arrived in a car and opened fire, targeted an intelligence training facility. And it was difficult to verify anything because of all the destruction that was done there. This was a big deal, and we'll have to wait and see more about it. But it's believed it was the Taliban. They haven't come out and taken credit yet, but it looks like it's their deal. And the ISIS suicide attack yesterday targeted a Kurdish U.S. convoy in Syria's Hasaka province, which was an Islamic State suicide car bomb attack in northeastern Syria, targeted a joint patrol of the country's Kurdish-led forces and U.S. coalition troops. Now, none of our people were hurt, thank God. But they tried again. They're trying to change public opinion in the U.S. Now, raids conducted by the Islamic State's West Africa province, known as ISWA, have forced thousands of civilians to flee their temporary homes in northeastern Nigeria this week, as once again, they're letting everybody know that they're still around and at it. And a U.S. airstrike in Somalia over the weekend killed 52 al-Shabaab extremists. The U.S. said it carried out its deadliest attack in Somalia in months. So we're still going at it. We're still there, and we're still killing bad guys. Alrighty, we're coming back with our next Truckers Highway and Byway report. We'll take a look and see where that snow is so you guys and gals out there can figure it out. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Pittsburgh are rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead of it, all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills in my eyes, open wide. I just passed a Jimmy in a white. I've been a-passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm going to make it home tonight.
All righty, that's Dave Dudley, 6 days on the road, and he's going to make it home tonight. Well, there's a whole bunch of guys out there that might not make it home tonight, and they might be out there on the highway. And I'll tell you what, I will tell you this much. I will tell you this much. It's an unbelievable night across the United States of America, and here we go. Another large storm system is sliding from the central U.S. into the east, headed up into the northeast, and coming across the middle Atlantic states. for the next couple of days anyway. There is a zone of heavy snow expected from the mid-Mississippi Valley into the Great Lakes, especially impacting parts of Iowa, Illinois, Wisconsin, and Michigan. And it looks like the lake effect machine is going to kick in again in upstate New York, as well as dumping a bunch of snow down into Pennsylvania and the Poconos. But we'll keep an eye on that. While locally heavy rain with a marginal risk for excessive rainfall will be possible across parts of the South and the Deep South, including Florida later today, also going up into the Southern Appalachians, where there's a little bit of rain right now, but believe it or not, there's a pocket of snow right now in the mountainous areas of North Carolina, South Carolina, if you're going up I-85, I-77, I-40 across into eastern Tennessee over towards Asheville and Knoxville, and the northeastern quadrant of Georgia up above Atlanta, where the temperatures are such tonight where we've got snow flurries up there. So if you're going up I-75 towards Knoxville and then hanging a right out I-40 and maybe going across that way or going up I-81, you're going to have some white stuff to deal with until you get up towards the Virginia line. Then you'll be out of it. Now, in the meantime, there is a front, and there is heavy rain reportedly coming towards Florida, 90% chance of rain with this system coming across. There's windy conditions in the Mississippi River area and parts of Tennessee and Kentucky and the southern parts of Illinois. Southeastern part of Missouri has got some rain tonight and winds. The eastern, northeastern part of Arkansas, same thing, along I-40. Some scattered showers, high winds, some rain in southern Tennessee coming up out of Mississippi, so be alert there. And across the Gulf section of the Gulf of Mexico from Mississippi to Alabama to Florida, we will be seeing rain as the day moves along here, 90% chance of rain eventually. Now, to the snow in the Midwest. It starts out along the Arkansas Oklahoma line, north-south, all the way down almost to Texas, and then it runs up as it widens out across Missouri, across the northeastern part of Nebraska, snowing in Omaha right now, across the southeastern part of, Kansas, and it looks like as if the heaviest snow is going to be in Iowa and Wisconsin and Illinois and Michigan right now, as we've got kind of like an angle where we've got basic snow falling across most of Missouri and Iowa and the about half of Wisconsin and about the northwest corner of Illinois. All of Michigan tonight is getting snow. Winter storm warnings, northern Michigan, down across most of the southern part of Wisconsin, northern part of Illinois, and most of the southeastern and central part of Iowa. Now, very quickly, going up into upstate New York and Pennsylvania, you've got snow across the Poconos today coming along. Winter storm watch in place for what they believe is going to happen there. All of New York State, all of upstate New York, all of I-90, I-81, I-87, all the way up to Canada, all of Vermont, all of New Hampshire, and all of northern Maine all comes under winter storm watch with snow expected in all those areas. Now, moving back to Minnesota, about the western third of Minnesota, not quite up to the Twin Cities, but certainly covering most of North Dakota and South Dakota, is under a winter storm watch, as it's expected that heavy snow that's coming out of Montana and Idaho and Washington State and Utah and Wyoming is going to continue to move east across 90, 94, I-80 into those areas. We do have snow in Denver tonight up towards Fort Collins. If you're going up US 87, 287 into Laramie, you're going to have snow all the way. Up I-25, you got snow into the southern part of Wyoming, north of Denver. Some snow flurries in the vicinity of Denver. Got some snow scattered around I-70, Richfield, Utah, going over where it merges into 15. South to Salt Lake, got some snow flurries there. Heavy fog in the valley area of California from about Los Angeles down to San Diego. And rain in the western part of Washington State, but to the east of Seattle, snow flurries tonight. Coeur d'Alene, 4th of July, looks like you're going to be hanging iron up there because it's all red. That usually means that you've got not only the winter storm warning, but also chain law up there. And looks like Boise, you got snow tonight. I-84, you got snow tonight. I believe it's snowing on Cabbage. There's a red warning on Cabbage, which may mean that you have to have chains to go up or down it. So be careful. And again, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive with four dealerships here in Florida. They sell vehicles all across the United States. And the reason for that is because you serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, gets preferred pricing on your new vehicles. Preferred pricing on your new vehicles. So check them out. Check them out. And don't be afraid to tell them the captain sent you, because that'll save you an extra $500 in the effect that you do that. So there you go. And $500 doesn't exactly grow on trees now, does it? So there you go. But it's Moss Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive. Check them out. Tell them the captain sent you. Okay, well, fresh from a catfight in her house is Denise Simon.
Literally.
What are you trying to tell me? You had a stray cat show up?
In the house.
Huh. So you had a catfight and it tore the house up.
Well, it didn't tear the house up, but, I mean, it sounded like it was crazy. It was kind of dark in here. The only light I had on was in the kitchen. And my cat was chasing this thing, and I didn't know what it was.
But it was another cat.
So we finally figured out because it ran here in my office. And I thought, I'm not going to my office. I'm thinking, how am I supposed to call into that show with something in my office?
Yeah.
So we figured out it was a cat.
Wow.
Behind a piece of furniture here. So we chased it out. We don't know where it is at the moment.
Well, let's talk
about it's not a raccoon or something.
Let's talk about, with a minute left, we may have a big old vote coming up in the Senate on a couple of different proposals that might break the stalemate. Don't know what's going to happen. One's Donald Trump's version of the breaking the stalemate, and the other one is the Democrats. Does not have any border wall or barrier financing in it. So are we going to get somewhere, you think?
Well, I was actually thinking about this very thing last night. You know, Schumer and Pelosi are saying open the government. Well, what is it that Trump's supposed to do to open the government? Exactly.
Right.
Except her 1.3, and then everything's great?
Mm-hmm.
Because 1.3 was only temporary funding.
Right.
So what do? We close it again? He goes, okay, we'll open government. I'll take the $1.3 billion. And then we close it again in a couple of weeks?
Well, we'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back, because that's going to be the big story of the day, as everybody in D.C. is talking about how we might get the government open. We'll see. There are some other proposals, of course, and, of course, the world in which we live, there's been some more terrorist attacks. We've bombed some more bad people in Somalia, and life goes on. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.